వాలాజాపేట్ వెంకటరమణ భాగవతర్ బై ఓ ఎస్ సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం. శ్రీమద్ వెంకటరమణ భాగవతర్ వాజ్ ద డివోటెడ్ చీఫ్ డిసైపుల్ ఆఫ్ సద్గురు శ్రీ త్యాగరాజ. హీ వాజ్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంటల్ ఇన్ రికార్డింగ్ ద న్యూమరస్ కాంపోజిషన్స్ ఆఫ్ త్యాగరాజ ఇన్ పామ్ లీవ్స్ ఫార్ పాస్టారిటీ. నియర్లీ 26 ఇయర్స్ హీ సర్వ్డ్ హిస్ గురు అండ్ ఎర్న్డ్ హిస్ అప్రిషియేషన్ అండ్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఎవిడెన్స్డ్ బై ద క్రీటస్ ఆఫ్ త్యాగరాజ. వన్ సచ్ క్రిటి is Nannu Balimba in Mohanaraga, which was sung in ecstasy at the time when Venkatraman Bhagavadar presented the portrait of Sri Kodandrama on the eve of the marriage of the daughter of Tyagaraja. This Boswell of Tyagaraja was born on 18 February 1781 to Nannuswami of Ayyambete of Tanjavur district in Tamil Nadu. He was a child born as the grandson of Kuppayar, who was father of Nannuswami, in answer to his prayer to have a son of great music knowledge. Besides Saurashtram, his mother tongue, he learnt Sanskrit and Telugu and became a scholar. His longing for music drove him to the house of Tyagaraja in Tiruvayyaru. Initially he used to listen the music standing outside the house of Tyagaraja. Later this was noticed by Tyagaraja at the instance of his wife and asked Venkatramana whether he would like to learn the music from him. Venkatramana was very happy to join the band of Tyagaraja disciples and started taking keen care of his guru by rendering all the services needed for day-to-day life for a number of years until he settled in Valajapet for his livelihood.
Initially, Venkatramana was a bit slow in grasping the lessons taught by his guru.
Noticing this, Tyagaraja prayed Sri Rama and composed Gyanamu Soga Radha in Chadvidhamargini Raga to bestow the knowledge of music to Venkatramana. From next day onwards, Venkatramana became an expert in music and was able to record all kritis in palm leaves. He also recorded the brief biography of Tyagaraja. In later years, he also composed songs in Telugu, emulating his guru with his own mudra, Ramachandrapura Vara Venkatramana. His handwriting was very beautiful, like printing, which is evidenced by the bound paper volume Pothana Telugu Bhagavatam, which is still preserved by Madurai Saurashtra Sabha, along with all the palm leaves and paper manuscripts written by Venkatramana and his son Krishnaswami Bhagavadar. Dr. Venkatramana's devotion to Tyagaraja continued even after his settlement at Valajapet. When Tyagaraja visited Valajapet, Venkatramana requested his guru to stay with him for 12 days doing bhajans. When he was taken through the procession on the last day, Venkatramana's disciple Mysore Sadashiv Rao composed the song Tyagaraja Swami Vedlina in Raga Todi and recorded this event. Venkatramana attained mukti on 15th December 1874. His descendants handed over the relics of Tyagaraja, like Paduka, Tambura, etc., to Madurai Saurashtra Sabha, where they are preserved. His Jayanti Day celebrations are held at Ayyambete every year, where a number of his disciples and Carnatic music lovers pay their homage.